What is your most treasured memory?
This is actually pretty easy. I was really young. I was in Ethiopia. That's where I was living at the time. And I fell asleep at my grandmother's house. And I remember I was laying on the bed. And when I woke up, it was my little cousin, who was probably maybe 3 at the time. He was just like shaking me, waking me up, like, Nina, wake up, Nina, wake up.
I think it was probably about the time when my little sister came home from the hospital. I can still remember very faintly, as if it were a dream, like pointing at her face and being like, that's a baby. I must have been like 3 old. There's still a picture of me doing that.
I think the memories of the golden summers that we had in my family home when I was a child, which was a way of life that doesn't exist anymore, and that came from my grandmother's upbringing. Just a very special quality of life that really died with her.
Definitely time with my grandma, who is passed away now. She used to take me to all sorts of concerts, all of the traveling theater shows, and once I started doing theater and singing, she was so adamant. She was my biggest fan, and she was always there. And now, as an adult, I realize how much showing up really means.
I love the memory of waking up on Saturday morning for a 10 a.m. neighborhood garage sale, knowing that morning that it was very likely that my father had gone and bought donuts. That was just what he did. It was a little treat.
I am fondly remembering being in New York in September, working on a play with friends.
When I finished my first play,
playing make-believe with my father, jumping up and down on the couch, pretending it was a pirate ship, while my mom whined about how we were ruining the new couch.
When I was a senior in high school, I had a film project that I worked on for the whole year. One of the scenes that we filmed involved one of the actors getting shot by a rival gang group in the neighborhood, and we had the fire department volunteer as participants for this particular scene. So they rolled in with the lights on and the sirens blazing, and they triaged my actor as if he had really been shot. They cut his shirt off, they checked for exit wounds with his bullet hole that we had special effects makeup and that kind of thing, and it was really neat because a lot of people that I really cared about were participating in the scene. My mom was there. To this day, I think it's one of the pieces of art that I'm most proud of.
I've often thought of this one when I would stay with my grandparents when I was a kid, and I watched this movie Condor Man. He had these giant wings, and my grandmother and my grandfather, because I pleaded with them, built me wings out of a cardboard box that they taped to my arms. And I spent the afternoon jumping off their back deck onto this hill. And I remember the feeling and like just looking at the rooftops and really convincing myself that I could actually fly if I just really believed in it.
I think the one that stands out to me most is a dream I had actually that I remembered because it was so epic and so good. So this one involved me sailing through the Amazon under all these floating ziggurats that eventually started crumbling. And I was being attacked by snake people, and a giant octopus monster saved me, and I just thought it was fantastic. What's your most treasured memory?
My mom's hands.